Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Red ink flowing in the feedlots. Back on that in just a moment.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys, or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Every cattle operation has its own break-even. The amount of money that you're making or not making, as the case may be, depends on things like how old of a pickup you may be driving, the amount of infrastructure that you've got on your operation. Cow-calf operators right now are in the black. They've made a lot of money, historic amounts of money in 2014, and that profitability continues here this year based on the prices that we're getting for the calves that we're producing out in the country. Now, feedlots in general are a different story. Some of them are making money, but the average are in the red. Dr. Glenn Tonger of Kansas State figures feedlot returns and break-evens and closeouts on feedlot cattle on an ongoing basis, and he says the current numbers show a lot of red ink.
We have projected losses for every month, between closeout months, between now and next February, with the exception of August. August is actually a positive return of $35 being projected. But underneath this, the main reason that there are projected losses is at the moment the projected fed cattle prices are in the low 150s, maybe mid 150s, depending on the closeout month, and the break-evens needed are usually in the mid 160s, and actually a couple of cases of breaking 170. Why are we that far off? We're still, quote-unquote, paying too much in the form of feeder prices relative to cost of gain. So cost of gain is going up a little bit over this period, but not a lot. The biggest difference is there's quite a bit of variation month over month in what's been paid for these feeder animals. To give us a concrete example, the June closeouts are currently being projected at a loss of $117 per steer. Underneath that, what we think is almost $220 paid for feeder cattle and projecting a fed cattle price of under $154.
Glenn Tonger says that as you look at the numbers really for the balance of the year, including August, when you do make a little bit of money, you don't see a whole lot of change in the feedlot price, the price of the cattle that are being sold to the processing plant. It's the difference in the feeder cattle price, the yearlings coming into the feedlots, that make all the difference.
If you go out to August, that month where I said things get a little bit better, a positive return of $35 is associated still with a $154 fed cattle price, but the purchase price was down to $202. So the fact there was $17 a hundredweight less paid was why I'm projecting a positive margin there. But then that trend kind of reverses if you go forward out into time, and let's just take Christmas. So December closeouts, I'm projecting a loss of $167. Still, fed cattle price $154, $155 being expected at that time, but the feeder price is back up to $220 it was paid. So again, the typical cash strategy, right, which is what this mimics, is we're still paying too much for feeder cattle relative to the margin that's projected via cost of gain and fed cattle values.
Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Glenn Tonger. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Deer season means savings, and you can get $4,500 off a new John Deere 5E tractor. That's a new 2015 Tier 4 model with 85 to 100 horsepower. Or you can get 0% financing for 60 months and $2,500 off. Get a great tractor at a great price that's sure to make you and your accountant happy. See your John Deere dealer today. And don't forget to ask about the Livestock Loyalty Program. Offer ends August 4th, 2015, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.